Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start off with some bad news.
Cops bust a large party, as they do, and they end up arresting 38 people.
Why are they always ruining everybody's fun? We're just
a good time.
We're just trying to jump on an old pallet we stole from behind a grocery store that is now on fire.
Massive bonfire.
I am just trying to get drunk in the woods. Will you leave me alone, please, sir? This was a large Amish party, though.
Oh, so yeah, what else they had to do? Leave them alone.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a Weird Al song just waiting to happen.
That's right.
The cops in LaGrange County, Indiana, got several noise complaints about a party over the weekend and reports of underage drinking. When they went to check out the party, they found it was, quote, a large Amish party. Did they radio that back? There were more than 250 Amish people that were raging, and when they came, they scattered like cockroaches.
So,
you remember those parties from back in the day when you were underage? The cops would show up and everyone was just like,
go jump a fence.
Like, you can't
always jump a fence.
You can't catch us all.
No, you cannot. Yeah. And also, LaGrange, Indiana?
LaGrange County, Indiana,
Oh, okay, because I was going to like, isn't LaGrange in Texas? And isn't that home of ZZ Top?
Is it?
Is this like a tribute? Is like LaGrange, Indiana, a tribute to ZZ Top with the beards and their hometown down in Texas?
You know way too much about ZZ Top, did you?
Oh, no, that's like one of their biggest songs, man.
It is.
That is common knowledge, especially in LaGrange.
No,
to put
it all together, that it was Amish people doing a parody of ZZ Top as a tribute to their hometown. Like
this, that is much.
Just the beards.
All
the
right.
Beards.
So the cops managed to arrest 38 people in total, including 24 underage drinkers and 15 adults. They're mostly facing charges of minors consuming booze and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
They just don't have anything else to do. I feel bad.
Yeah. You know, it's like a bunch of 25-year-olds who are hanging out with 18-year-olds, and they didn't know that they were losers. Because do you remember when you were 18 and there was the 25-year-old friend? I mean, in hindsight now that, you know, I'm 40 years old, I look back and
I go,
that's still a little creepy, but like they're still sort of in the same area of life.
Kind of, but not
maybe
really.
Maybe even 22. We'll say like 22, 23.
But I remember being, you know, the 18-year-old and having the 24-year-old friend that would buy us beer. And even then, I thought that he was a huge loser.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what are you doing hanging out with us kids? You're so old at 24.
Yeah, like, why aren't you out going out to other places with people your age?
Your age, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like we had like, I don't know, for like my group of friends in high school, we never had anybody who was like, there was like maybe one person who was a year younger than us.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like even as we like aged up, never got, like there was never any like proliferation from younger folk.
And
right, as a
23-year-old,
zero interest in hanging out with 18-year-old.
0%.
And even our friends who were 20, when we were all 21, they got left behind.
Yeah.
Until they turned 21. Like,
sorry.
Yeah.
We're going out to the bars.
Yeah.
You can get a fake
you
ID if you
pre-game
want. You
can with us.
Yeah.
Then you got to get out when we leave.
Not no man left behind. Every man left behind.
Every man left behind. No chicks left behind.
True.
Some good news today. A paralyzed guy walked a full marathon in a robotic suit and broke a world record.
That
is
amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just walking a marathon for able-bodied people is a very difficult task. I mean, that's 26.2 miles. That's a really long way to go.
Like most people don't, like, they're like, if you just work a 9-to-5 and you don't really work out, most people aren't walking 26 miles in 2 months.
I was in pain for 2 miles the other day.
Right?
Walking.
So a guy in South Carolina, his name is Adam. He was paralyzed from the waist down in the car crash back in 2005, but he hasn't let him hold it back. Over the weekend, he set a pretty amazing world record. Like I said, he walked this marathon. Now, how did he do it? He had a robotic exoskeleton that straps to his legs.
Ooh.
And on Saturday, he walked across the finish line after completing a full marathon in Charleston. 33 hours, 50 minutes, and 24 seconds is the amount of time that took him. So more than 24 hours. Beat the previous world record by an exoskeleton athlete by about 3 hours. It took him a year of training. Wasn't his first attempt. He actually tried it back in L.A. last year. Had to stop 17 miles in, which just sucks.
Because he's probably been already at it for like 18 hours or something like that.
But this time he did all 26.2 miles. Says he couldn't have done it without his family and friends. Charleston is his hometown, so a ton of people came out to support him. They'd walk a mile alongside him. Then other friends would show up, walk the next mile. He said he did it to send a message to people that your disabilities and adversities should never define who you
and
are.
This is what the future is about. Not the stupid social media, not everybody bickering over whatever their political views are. The future is like people who have, you know, who are injured, who have disabilities, having like, we have the technology to like change.
Make them walk marathons.
Yes. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Also, like, can you imagine being in that situation? You're paralyzed from the waist down, and your goal is like to walk an entire marathon.
Yeah.
Even though you're paralyzed from the waist down, I mean, I can't. It's hard for me to imagine having that much resolve. I have a daily struggle to like go to the gym and get in 20 minutes of cardio. You know, and you're, then you're like, this guy literally cannot walk, and he's like, I'm gonna do a marathon.
Oh, that makes me feel real lazy.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe I'll walk today. Maybe I'll stand instead of sitting during
the
show.
I'm trying to get my 10,000 steps in.
I'm going to start doing some high knees here in a second.
I did get 9,000 steps in yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Were you running from the cops? Why did you get 9,000 steps in?
If I was running from the cops, you think I would make it away?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you should have seen Audrey when she saw the picture of Joe Burrow smoking the cigar after winning the national championship in his uniform.
Makes you feel some type of way, honey. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I feel like if you're going to smoke a cigar after you win the national championship and you score, what was it, 6 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Something ridiculous like that and almost 500 yards. Get a better cigar.
Oh, come on.
Coach O goes, I'm not going to try and pretend to sound like Coach O, but he told him to chill out on the cigars.
Hey, chill out on the cigar. Go Tigers.
Start with a Padron, man. Yeah. Like, or maybe even a Cohiba, but
he's still a kid. What do you want?
It was a Black and Mild.
But the numbers are in, and it actually, not by a long shot, but it still beat out the number of viewers last year for ESPN. So tons of people tuning in. 29.2 million people were watching in the second quarter, just to give you an example of how many people were watching the game. So, huge audience for the national championship, and rightfully so. Two incredible teams. Pretty good game. Obviously, LSU pulled away there at the end. But, just a big win overall for ESPN, and they did a nice job with their coverage of it. So, Verizon says that they are offering a no-tracking search engine and promises to protect your privacy. They have launched a new search engine claiming that its OneSearch service will offer users more privacy than the standard option in a market dominated by Google. Verizon's actual search results are provided by Microsoft's Bing, but Verizon added several privacy-focused features while retaining the ability to serve contextual ads. So to allow for a free search engine experiment, OneSearch is an ad-supported platform. They said in an announcement, ads will be contextual based on factors like search keywords, not cookies or browsing history. Verizon already offered one well-known search engine, namely Yahoo, as a result of buying Yahoo's operating business for $4.48 billion back in 2017. Yahoo's search results are also provided by Bing, but they don't come with the same privacy promises. There's conflicting views on this. They're saying that this is the most, you know, privacy-focused search engine that's out there. There is some people that are saying, well, there are some cookies that are on this, so don't be fooled. They're just saying this. It doesn't fully protect your privacy.
But we've had cookies. Your laptops have cookies. You have to use cookies even to be able to get onto some websites to use them properly. Like, cookies don't bother me.
Do you ever click off those websites? Listening.
Yeah.
Like, whenever it's like, we use cookies, do you accept? And I'm like, no.
I mean, yes.
I'm leaving.
It depends on my mood.
I don't know. I don't track me whatever you want. I mean, even though it's like there's just no getting around it at this point until our government steps in and does something about that. There's just nothing we can do. They're just going to track us to the end of the earth. But I feel like trying to get into the browser, or not even the browser game, getting into the search engine game at this point, it's so futile. You know, like Google, the term for searching something has become the name of the platform. Nobody's saying, Bing that. Why don't you go Bing that?
Yeah.
If you say that, good on you. Start throwing people off. Yeah, you should Bing that.
What did you just say to me?
Like, are you speaking English? Is that something? Is that a word you're saying?
So there was a Delta flight that took off from the Los Angeles airport and had to turn around making an emergency landing. But, you know, when planes are about to make an emergency landing, they'll dump their fuel in case something goes wrong on the landing. They don't want to have, you know, a plane full of fuel that will go up in a ball of flames. So they were dumping their fuel. Only problem was that they did it over 4 different elementary schools.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, nothing too serious, thankfully, but more than 50 children and adults at the elementary schools Had to get treated for minor irritation. Video shows two lines of fuel coming from the Boeing 777, which had been forced to turn back to the airport shortly after taking off for Shanghai due to an engine issue. So you imagine that's probably a lot of jet fuel it takes to get from LAX to Shanghai. And so, yeah, they had to turn around and dump the fuel. And 20 children, 11 adults at the Park Avenue Elementary School were exposed to the fuel on the playground and treated at the scene for minor skin irritation and inhalation complaints. So, not great.
This is horrible. Is Delta going to get sued for that?
Probably.
Yeah,
of course. But, you know, it's it could have been worse. This could have been in Australia. And everything could be on fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to look at try to find the silver lining in that cloud of jet fuel that was raining down upon elementary school children, there it is.
Well, and also the plane didn't crash. Yeah. So that is an upside as well.
Are flights even going out of Australia right now? I know that's a very stupid question, but I mean, it just looks like catastrophic there right now. So
yeah, I mean, not the entire continent is not on fire, but, you know,
it's getting better. They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Try to beat those back. This is a story I did not expect. Kindness comes naturally to parrots, according to a study.
Parrots
have long been considered to be intelligent birds.
Oh, I thought that was a parrot.
A parrot?
I was like,
no,
that is not, I've got some questions.
That is not a parrot squawk.
Yes, it is.
What kind of parrot?
Yes, it is. What are they? Gray parrots.
Gray
is that
parrots.
What they're called? They're called
African gray parrots. Yes. That is an African gray parrot.
Mahoney would know.
That took me 20 minutes to find that.
I had an African gray. That doesn't sound like it.
Oh. You did not have an African gray.
100%
You're a liar.
Can you do a bird call of an African gray?
No, yeah, do it.
Give us the example.
You know what my African gray said? You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know how Mahoney always calls you fake news, Sarah, whenever you say things that are untrue to him? You just tell him, aw, that's baloney, Mahoney. Yeah, use that now against him.
Message deleted.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's real cute. no, here's the thing is that... Mahoney always accuses me of fake news whenever it's something that he just disagrees with. He's just a denier of facts,
this
and that's
is more
okay.
Fake news.
No, it's not.
This is more fake.
See, this is what you do. You just say everything's fake news.
No,
and then
I am not. That's
what you say. That's baloney, Mahoney.
That's baloney, Mahoney.
You're out here propagating propaganda.
We all know that you're a mole for the Chinese government.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
If I was, I'd hopefully at least be getting paid.
A very large mole.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, don't you guys just hate it when you're checking out a hot chick from behind? Then she turns around and it's really a dude.
Message deleted.
You know what I hate? Your voice. That's what I hate the most.
Do you know what every woman hates? You checking her out from behind. Like, wow, look at that hot girl in those yoga pants.
Sometimes whenever that does happen... Have you ever checked out somebody and then you got caught and then they make you feel the most uncomfortable way possible? Like, I have walked by somebody and I could feel them turning and I just stopped and turned and stared back at them. Oh, hell yes.
Oh, man.
I make it as uncomfortable as possible.
I don't get checked out, so that's...
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Also, what is this
But I also, I guess
have
he
you
said
been getting checked out
like
by a person
dude.
And then you made him feel uncomfortable?
No.
I'd run over and give him a hug and a $5 bill.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Grandma. Your dad told me earlier that you didn't get a chance to take the sweater. And I crunched my face, but then I smiled and said, you know, that was a lot to put on you. But anyway, thanks a big bunch. Hugs and kisses. All right, honey. I love you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's grandma accidentally called the voicemail?
Yeah. Or did somebody's grandchild give Nana the wrong number?
They're like, call me anytime, Grandma.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
My heart.
Oh, that hurts your little heart?
Oh, that just made me so happy. She goes, hugs and kisses in the most sweet way possible. She's so... Oh, she loves whoever she's calling. Yeah, I wish it was us.
Clearly says it's the show on the voicemail line.
Yeah. It's like this might be on the air.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is actually a pretty interesting idea. I think this is kind of cool. There's a company out there called KCJ Training and Employee Solutions. They're over in the UK. And they are giving employees who are non-smokers 4 extra vacation days a year.
I like it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I like it.
Is that not discrimination?
No, it's not discrimination.
Okay. No, it's rewarding people for not burning. Because, I mean, like, people that do smoke will go outside and they'll take their cigarette breaks. And they did the math on it, and they figured out that works out to about 4 extra days of working.
Wow.
And so they said maybe it also kind of encourages smoking, right? Because you're like, yeah, go ahead and take your long cigarette breaks.
I have a friend of mine who was in hair school and seriously picked up smoking because she wanted to be able to have a break because you didn't get one unless you
picked
smoked.
Up smoking
seriously,
that,
now she's a smoker.
How about that? But four extra days, and it's not just people that, like, you know, it's not like if you're out drinking one night at the pub and somebody sees you smoking a cigarette, they're like, aha!
On
you,
work time?
No, yeah, it's if you smoke at work or not.
Can I take a smoke break with a cigar and just chill out there for like 2 hours?
Well, we do have a guy that takes smoke breaks with a vape here at work.
Yeah.
Goes and sits outside for like 20 minutes at a time with a vape.
Ian, you are a smoker.
Yes, I am.
He hates it when you bring that up.
Oh, it's the worst for me. I feel so bad about it. It's the worst habit you could ever pick up.
But
don't do it.
Would you consider quitting smoking to get 4 extra vacation days a year?
No.
No, because he doesn't take vacation.
Yeah, I don't take vacation days, so it really doesn't mean much to me. And then plus, I don't look at those as breaks either. If anything, that's a burden that I have to go through each day at this point.
To go smoke?
Yeah.
A burden?
No, it really is.
Because he hates it so much.
I really do not.
Like, have you tried stopping?
Yeah, I was hypnotized about maybe like 9 years. No, and I quit for like 3 months. That's the only thing that worked for me.
Well, why don't you go get hypnotized again?
Because, man, that's expensive.
Let's bring a hypnotist.
Get a psychic up in here.
Do you want me to bring a hypnotist in here to get you hypnotized on the air?
I don't know. I think that would be weird because I also have some unresolved issues that might come out. You know, I don't
want that. Like a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great.
I don't believe in hypnotism at all. I think it's all just fake. It's all fake.
Well, even if it's a placebo effect, it worked for him for 3 months.
It didn't work because you stopped for 3 months and they started back up, so it didn't work.
I got hypnotized one time in one of those like comedy hypnotist shows, and I was just faking it the whole time.
Yeah, everybody is.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah, just totally fake.
I want to believe those so bad.
No,
totally faking.
Nobody just wants to look like they're the one jerk up on stage.
Yeah. So the new midlife crisis is a little different than from back in the day. I mean, we think about our parents' generation, and stereotypically, it's always
Corvette.
You get the Corvette.
Second wife, third wife.
The Tommy Bahama shirt. Yeah.
You're 48 years old, and you've got a six-month-old.
Not now. Generation Xers, who are in the age range of 40 to 55, are redefining the rules of the midlife crisis. Forget the sports cars and the trophy spouse and the general bad behavior. Now it's yoga, meditation retreats, and doing the keto diets. Or is it keto?
Keto,
whatever.
Keto is... none of that's really that great for you.
All of them, all diets, first and foremost, garbage. It's all about caloric deficit. That's how you lose weight.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you do it. Take in less than you are, put out more than you're taking in.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. Second
moderation.
Of all, can we just say how dumb this is? Like...
I don't think this is dumb. I think this actually makes sense because
I want a Corvette, damn it.
You can still get your Corvette.
You can live a healthy life.
Thing,
you can get a Corvette and do yoga.
You don't have kids, right? But you're going to have kids eventually, and you're old.
I'm old. You're older than me.
No, that's what I mean. I'm old too. But the thing is,
so
we're not, you know, the 22 year olds from the previous generation when they were having kids.
Yeah, our parents' age.
Yeah, like when they're in their early 20s. Most people are waiting until they're in their 30s, late 30s, early 40s sometimes to have kids. And the reason why I think a lot of the midlife crisis is instead of like, let's burn out and get a Corvette and get a new hot wife and everything else, it's like, hey, I want to be around and see my kids like graduate and get married.
Hey,
and,
you'll be fine without me. You'll be fine
without
me.
You say that now when you don't have kids.
You'll be fine without me. Learn how to pull up your bootstraps, kid. That's what I did.
No. It's not about the kid. It's selfishly you want to be there for it because those are magical little moments.
That's not selfish. What are you talking about?
You don't know anything
about being selfish.
Have kids and you'll understand.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like pulling that because there's no way he could argue.
I got kids. I just don't blame them. Prove it.
So Antonio Brown got into it with the cops in Hollywood, and boy, this guy has totally gone off the rails. Have we ever seen in the history of sports anyone torch their career more effectively in such a short amount of time outside of just like the really blatant cheating and this may be
worse.
But
cheating is almost sneaky. That's like stealth, right? Like you're trying to get away with it and still maintain a career. He blew up his career with no remorse.
Well, when he's still at the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Like he's still one of the best receivers in the
league. First ballot Hall of Famer without question. Still has all the talent in the world to be competing at the highest level and just totally has gone off the rails. So this is actually Hollywood, Florida. And there was there was an incident where like his baby mama was there and he's screaming at her in front of the cops, calling her a piece of trash while their kid is there too.
Oh man, that's
it's just dirty, man. Let me play some audio.
We got audio.
She's here to take the kids to school, not no vehicle. This bitch is broke. She don't drive Bentleys. You see this, sir? This is a f***ing Bentley. That bitch is broke.
Came here to talk to you, but you're screaming at me.
Because you ain't helping me out. It's been 40 minutes, no justice. The police can't even know what to do. They got a call, you feel me? Call the the NFL. This is real life. Trying to finesse a Bentley. Bitch, you don't drive Bentleys. This is not your life. It's the bag of
what a
bag of for the
God, what a piece of trash.
Oh,
he
just
is seriously
the worst.
Getting mad at his baby mama for not driving
his mama,
for not driving.
He's calling
a
her
Bentley.
A piece of trash because she doesn't drive a nice
well, not
enough
even
car.
That. He's
pay her more child support then, you piece of trash.
He called her a B like seven times in a row,
in
man.
In front of their kid.
Dude, I hope
and he's screaming at the cops too, which you're like,
yeah, they're the problem.
They're there to try to resolve things. And then he throws in like blank the NFL while you're at it, like yeah.
I wonder where your problems are coming from.
Yeah, it's definitely the NFL. It's not you. It's the Steelers, not you. It's the Raiders, not you. It's the Patriots, not you. Right, okay.
But who day, right?
Yeah, right, who day.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That even happens anymore.
Maybe
or
Rodman,
was ever.
Maybe Canseco, but neither of them were at their peak when they blew up, and none of them blew up like this.
Hey, enjoy that Bentley lifestyle right now, AB, because guess what?
You'll be driving
away.
A Toyota.
If you're lucky.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Carlos is joining us this morning for the Movie Quote Quiz, just brimming with confidence. Hello, Carlos. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So,
love you guys.
Thank you so much, man. We love you, too. So we got a total of five quotes for you today. If you're able to get three out of the five, then you're going to be our winner. These are all popular movies from over the years. And I'll play each quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it plays that second time, okay?
Fair enough.
You got it, Carlos.
As far as as far as reference, what are your some of your favorite movies, just so we know?
I was telling you in The Mask, as far as comedies, you know, Dave Ventura, stuff like that. And all the good, you know, Scarface, all that.
The classics.
Tarantino.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
So here we go with number one. Best of luck to you.
The point is, Cat, people perceive you as somewhat
tempestuous.
Heinous bitch is the term used most often.
Oh.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, Ian, that's a curve right there. Can I hear it again?
Yep.
The point is, Cat. People perceive you as somewhat
tempestuous.
Heinous bitch is the term used most often.
5 seconds.
Oh man, I'm lost on that one.
Yeah,
might be a little too.
Is that The Princess Diaries?
No, that's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Good.
Julia Stiles.
Okay. Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
Can't take my
eyes off
you. Things on the bleachers. Yeah.
Yes.
It's all right.
It's
all right.
Okay. It's okay.
You got time. You have time.
Here we go. Here we go. On to number two.
Jammed. Raspberry. There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star.
Huh. Lone Star. Damn, my homie's gonna hate me. I don't know that one either.
Well, give it another listen. Just remember, one of the best parodies ever made. It's a parody.
At the beginning, he said, we've been jammed.
Jammed. Raspberry. There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star.
Five seconds.
God.
You're going to hate yourself.
He got me, man. No, I don't know it.
Out of Spaceballs. Spaceballs. Yeah.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, my
Carlos,
God.
I'm with you. That was...
That run through my head, but I'm like, there's no way. Okay.
It's
all
okay.
Right.
It's okay. You get two incorrect. We have three more to go. You must get all three, okay?
Watch that Mel Brooks documentary on HBO right now. It's like
pretty good.
40 years of the making.
Yeah.
So good.
All right, Carlos. All right, shake it off.
Go.
Let's
go.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Oh, yeah, that's Tarantino's
Ah, Todd, I can't believe I'm blanking out. I love that movie. That's like the best scene in the whole thing.
Listen to it again and just think.
Just think orange juice.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
God, John Travolta, everybody. Dude, I swear to God, I'm blanking out on the butt. Sorry, the name. God, I can't believe I'm not, come on.
Royale with cheese.
I know, yes, dude, the Royale, I know this movie, okay, the Gimp.
He's struggling so hard.
God. Two. I'm sorry, Carlos. That was.
Sorry, got hit. Hey, yeah. My boss is staring at me right now.
All right, man. Good luck to you.
Tell your boss to stop mean mugging me. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell
him. Come on, making you sweat.
All right.
We should have put his boss on.
Yeah, we should have. All right, Jeremy, joining us. What's up, Jeremy?
Living the dream, man.
Do you know what that movie was?
Honestly, I don't.
Okay, that was Pulp Fiction. Don't worry, that wasn't yours. Not that hard. We have two left. Okay, you just got to get one out of the two.
All right, sweet.
Can you do this? Here we go.
you're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Tell me where your boss is, or you're going to die in 5 minutes.
Oof. Oh, man. These are some wild clips.
are they?
I haven't gotten are one they? Right.
Me neither. Feeling kind of bad here. I don't know.
You got it.
Let me hear it again. One more time.
All right, here we go.
you're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Tell me where your boss is, or you're going to die in 5 minutes.
I don't know. What is it? I got to guess something. Jaws?
No, there was no Zambonis in Jaws. That was Deadpool.
Oh,
man. Ryan Reynolds, all right. Action there. Yeah.
All right. So, can anyone get any one right? This is our second contestant in our fifth clip. If you get this one right, you win. Let's try it.
This is the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing to my wife at home.
It's Rocky.
Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
Uh-huh.
It is Rocky.
I would have gotten all five of those wrong.
But also, wait. Is it Rocky, though? Be more specific.
Oh.
Rocky 1?
No.
No.
It's you know he doesn't win in Rocky 1?
It's Rocky 2. Fine. It's fine. You win.
I love the movie Coke Quiz because Ian just is screaming
so
from start to finish.
I hate everything right now.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Hey, can you guys believe it? Only a couple of weeks into 2020, we already have some candidates for Parents of the Year.
I mean, it's they're competing for that coveted title, Dave.
The parents of a 16-month-old child are facing charges of leaving the toddler in an unlocked and running car as they gambled. They were arrested for allegedly... Yeah, two men were also allegedly arrested for stealing that car and then dropping the child off in a parking lot. So these parents leave their kid in a car that's running, go inside to gamble, and then the car gets stolen. So excellent work. Kimberly Cook, 21, told deputies that she and Anthony Blue, 29, left their 16-month-old child in their Chrysler 300 about 11:30 p.m. on Sunday night. Sheriff's officer said in a statement at the time they allegedly went to the Shell Gas Mart store in Humble, Texas to play an 8-liner machine, which is the electronic gambling game, according to the sheriff's office in a statement. I didn't know that they had gambling machines. And
when we lived down there, I don't remember that.
In fact, I very distinctly remember them.
But we also never went to Humble.
That's true. I mean,
occasionally. I look at a house up there, 4-hour drive into Houston.
Cook and Blue were periodically, they would check in on their infant who was sleeping in the running unlocked car. Oh. Again, why would you leave it unlocked? The statement also alleges that Vincent Leon Kennedy, 19, and Jabri Jonathan Davis, 18, saw the car unlocked, running, and then said, we'll steal it. About 2:25 a.m., a park ranger closing up McGregor Park 20 miles away from Houston said that he first saw was an animal walking through the parking lot, said, oh, no, it's a missing child wearing a onesie and shivering in the cold of the night.
They left the kid out?
They just took the kid out of the car and just left the kid.
Oh, my God. Like, so the parents... definitely don't need to have that kid anymore. Like, call CPS. You have forfeited your right to be to keep this child safe. If you're leaving your car, your kid in her car.
No, your priorities are totally out of whack.
To gamble in a Shell station. But also, throw the book at this 18 and 19-year-old. Because if you, like, we've seen these stories before where people steal cars and then they realize that there is a kid in there.
And they'll turn around and bring the car back.
Or they'll drop the kid off with, like,
at, like a firehouse or something like that or somewhere where the kid's actually safe.
But you left a kid out in a park?
Yep. Like, 16 months old, so not even a year and a half old.
Oh,
death penalty for those guys.
Yeah.
Like, because that kid was that kid is ready. Like, a 16 months old out in the woods.
Will wander
can't
directly.
Can't even talk.
Will wander probably directly into traffic.
Yep.
Traffic,
animals.
Yes.
Anything. Sure.
Like you were. It's a baby. It's defenseless. Those people. Oh my! I didn't.
I'm so angry. I can't. I have no words. Like, I don't even have words.
Oh, yeah. As well, you should be. It is insane.
That is like. Please, I want to follow up on this and find out what the, like, can we write letters to the judge or the prosecutor who's going to prosecute these clowns?
Monsters.
Yes.
Also,
holy cow.
How stupid are you that you're stealing a car and you don't look in the backseat to begin with?
Yeah.
You didn't notice the kid in there before you stole it?
Big giant baby seat?
Yeah. Nothing. So a Florida man stole a half gallon of Colt 45 and a bacon and chicken sandwich from a 7-Eleven.
This is a story I could get behind.
This guy knows how to do it.
It works every time.
Half gallon of Colt 45? That's a lot of Colt 45.
I don't know why they put it as a half gallon. It's a four-pack of a Colt 45, but still it sounds better when it's a half gallon. But the 32-year-old from Vero Beach may have came to the conclusion that this all just really belonged to him. It was about 12:50 a.m. on December 22nd, according to the affidavit. 7-Eleven employees told investigators that he informed the man that he needed to pay, but the man just ignored him because, again, he thought it was just his. He's accused of taking the four-pack, 16 ounces of Colt 45, and a delicious chicken and bacon sandwich and just waltzing right out of the 7-Eleven.
Sometimes you forget.
Man, do people drink Colt 45 purposefully?
Yes, because
it works every time.
They brought Billy D back, man. Mm. They brought Billy D back.
I like that they say it works every time, as if like they're like, we know you're drinking this to get drunk and forget your problems. And
it works every time.
It's only 5.6% alcohol by volume. Did anybody else?
5.6%?
I thought it was way higher.
Way higher.
Yeah, 5.6 is like a regular Bud.
Yeah, I thought it was Steel Reserve level, but I guess not.
No? It's been a hot minute since I've had a Colt 45. I mean, we could do that on Beer for Breakfast if you guys are feeling
Don't
froggy.
Don't you dare.
Have you ever drank a Colt 45?
Yeah, like as a joke.
Two zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
That's right, because
it works every time.
That's the last time I actually drank a Colt 45 is when I went to go see Afro Man in concert.
Okay.
It was a $5 show. Give me a break.
What do you want, man?
I was in college.
You're in college. Let me guess. There was like 40 people there.
No, it was packed.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Afro Man came through and played in my college town as well, and there was like 40 people that showed up. It was kind of sad. So Florida admits Walmart in Florida admits that they misused $20,000 of the $80,000 that was given by Khalil Mack. You may have recalled this story from around the holidays. Chicago Bears linebacker Khalil Mack made a donation of $80,000 to the local Walmart where he grew up, mm-hmm. Fort Pierce, Florida. He was born and raised down there, and it went towards the 350 layaway items that totaled about $60,000. The remaining funds went to employees in a decision by the store's management, which is not what he had in mind.
I hate this so much. You know, Khalil Mack, one of the best players in the NFL, and obviously got a big heart if he's donating $80,000.
Absolutely.
But don't give $80,000 to help people who are in need to a multi-billion-dollar company.
Right.
Give it to, like, Catholic charities or, like, a local food
Salvation
bank,
Army.
Toys for
sure.
Tots.
Yeah.
Something
one of those
like,
where, like, all of the money is going directly to the cause. What happens is that the Walmart takes $20,000 of the $80,000 and they use that to pay out the bonuses so they don't have to their employees.
But how
cool
did they
job,
not?
Walmart.
I thought that they had somebody like one of his managers go into the Walmart and just hand it over to the layaway people. Did
right.
that not end up happening?
No, it did. But there was only $60,000 of layaway stuff, and so they had an excess of $20,000. And so instead of returning that or waiting for an additional $20,000 of layaway stuff, they just went, "Oh yeah, let's just whack it up and give it to our employees."
That is sick. Also, cool. Also though, did he not ask how much was on layaway?
Yeah, like, couldn't you just go in and be like, how much is on layaway? All right, here's a check for that, as opposed to just like, here's $80,000.
Because they're,
like,
they're not going to just put the $20,000 in.
What if there's
safe?
Like $600 worth of stuff on layaway?
Go to the next Walmart.
Right? Just keep going. And finally, a Tampa woman appeared before a judge earlier this week after she was arrested for allegedly making a bomb inside of a Walmart.
That seems about right.
The 37-year-old, whose name is Emily, reportedly crafted the homemade bomb in front of a child at the Walmart. So
oh,
cool.
Even better.
A security guard noticed that she was wandering aimlessly throughout the aisles for more than an hour, opening odd items such as nails, a mason jar, and alcohol. He told her that her behavior was a bit suspicious. Security guard began watching her closely and alerted an off-duty officer who was in the store. The two men were able to stop her before she lit the wick. She was actually trying to detonate a bomb in a Walmart.
What do you think about the fact she was arrested for making a bomb at Walmart?
Crazy. She told me that if I don't bring the money, that she was going to blow this place up. I don't know what's going on in her head. I'm not at Walmart. She says something, don't really mean it. But you never know.
That was her boyfriend, by the way, that was being interviewed.
Oh, wow. All right. I thought that was like a store employee.
No, no.
And this is why I spend the extra 5% and go to Target.
Target, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The adult thing that you have to do because, you know, you're an adult that you hate the most. 73100 if you want to text us. This one got you over to us just a moment ago. Grocery shopping. I started using the order pickup, but I still don't like it. You said you love grocery shopping?
Love the grocery store.
Oh, I just
really?
Love the smell of it. I love walking through each aisle.
Hate
love the grocery store.
Every part of it.
Yeah.
Like I go in and I beeline to what I want and I beeline out if I have to go in. But thankfully, my wife is a ninja when it comes to all of the online ordering.
Uh-huh.
It's click, 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 and you just go pick it up now. So much easier.
Do you make your husband go with you when you go grocery shopping, or is that like an independent thing you do on your own?
If I'm making like dinner or something, I'll go by myself. Mm-hmm. But if we are getting stuff for the week, like meal prepping for the week, or
does he enjoy it?
No.
And you make him go.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
My biggest problem, and this
it's our time spent together.
Yeah, we can
I make
spend...
him hold my hand while we walk the cart down each and every aisle.
You're trying to
aisle.
Drive the cart with one hand because your needy ass wants to hold his hand the whole time.
I need attention.
The other thing I think about being an adult that sucks about growing to the grocery store, like I'll go there, like if I'm like, oh, let's cook a meal. I always end up spending somehow even more money on all of the stuff. It tastes like garbage and I've wasted 3 hours
because
and I have to clean up.
The problem is that you go to the grocery store hungry.
Yes.
And I do the same thing. And then you just buy everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I also need everything because every, like the time before when I was, you know, got motivated to cook something at home, I had to buy like all the spices or.
You should do Blue Apron or whatever those like little like food services are.
No, man, I would not do. I could do pre-made meals. That's the best I can do.
That's fair. That's also a service.
Cleaning the house. When I was younger, I always thought I would make enough money to hire a maid.
Yeah,
nope.
Man, me too. That is like seriously the creme de la creme. Like
no,
if
no,
I
not.
Make if I make it, I will know whenever I can hire a maid.
So we hire a cleaning service to get our house like every like 2 months or 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's like $100 and something bucks. And which
That's
I know it?
It
sounds like a lot of money. Because, yeah, over $100 is a lot.
But 3 months?
But, like, if I'm spending that, like, it's, like, $35
no,
a
no,
month.
No, 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 no. That's not the type of maid that I think they're talking about. I mean,
are you talking about, like, somebody, Mr. Belvedere?
Yes!
A butler?
Also, did Mr. Belvedere, is my mind just a little off? Did he live in, like, a normal, like, ranch-style house with just a family? Like,
yeah.
It was just, like, a very normal house, and there's just this weird English butler there. Like, how odd would that be if you went over to somebody's, you know, 1,500 square foot house and there's a butler. You're like, this seems a little excessive.
I would clock that house in at like 3,000 square feet.
Still, a 3,000 square foot house, you don't need a butler.
Speak for yourself.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You don't know my life.
It's easier to call. You don't need a bell. You just go, hey,
hey,
you got the room?
Dinner's ready.
I would like a soda.
What? Why aren't you wearing your tuxedo? This is not acceptable.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you hate most about adulting? This one, I feel you. Paperwork. I hate insurance forms, taxes. Oh, my God. Escrow.
Can I be honest with you guys for a second here?
Yeah.
So paperwork, mail, anything you have to, like, fill out. I have mail going back to the year 2008. Still in shoeboxes.
Why?
That is unopened.
Why?
Because I don't want to open it. Like, my wife will come in and drop it on my desk, and I just throw it in my closet.
Why don't you just throw it away?
Because I don't know. Maybe it's important. Like, eventually I'll get around to, like, shredding it, but we only shred stuff, like, once every, like, you know, 6 months or so.
But it's clearly not important because they would have contacted you probably by the phone.
That's how I feel. Like, if I mean, I know what my bills are. Like, that's the thing. Like,
what if it's a large check? Have you been getting all those checks I've been mailing you?
Dating back to 2008?
I don't get mailbox checks, Dave. That's not
for you?
That's not in my repertoire.
The royalties haven't kicked in just yet.
For the show. I don't know where those are.
I'm sure they're coming.
But, like, I hate, like, opening letters for whatever reason. Like, I want to buy, and I can I've never been able to find a shredder that, like, I just want to be able to throw, like, just giant things of mail.
Like a wood chipper?
Like, basically, like, but for a shredder, just like, because there's nothing worse than when you're trying to shred mail and then your stupid shredder overheats because you put, like, one extra sheet of paper in there.
Just put it in your fire outside.
No, see, the problem with that is I've tried that.
You try to burn your mail in your fire pit.
And my wife gets mad at me.
Well, of course, it's not meant for burning things.
Because all the pieces of the mail start to, like,
go goes everywhere, yes.
Yeah, it creates an even bigger mess. Oh. And, yeah, I've thought of that one.
I've worked Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, since I was 19. I'm 33 now. I still hate waking up early. I just hate it so much.
The people who pretend to like to get up early, I hate you so much.
What do you mean? There's some people that like... No, I don't think anyone likes waking up early, but like, for me, it doesn't bother me. If my alarm goes off at 4:45 or 7:45, I feel the same. I hate that part of it.
Do you?
But once I'm up, I'm fine.
I feel
yeah.
like
I agree.
Waking up at 4:45 versus 7:45 is a world of difference. Like,
depending on how early you went to bed the night before.
I'm a night... Like, naturally, I am a night owl. I was always a night owl until I started doing this show, and I was forced to have to get up at an unreasonable time. And I just... Waking up every day. Like, my grandfather used to wake up before the sunrise every day when he was retired at, like, 4:30 in the morning, and would get on me when I would be on summer break from school visiting down at the lake house.
That's garbage.
And he would be like, I would wake up at like 9 a.m. or maybe 10.
Is that grandpa dead?
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive, see, because he's living a healthy life. He's trying to get you to do the same thing. But
I don't want to do that.
There is something to be said about when you're up early in the morning, especially if you live like on a lake or something, you know, like going down there with like
watching the dew come off.
The hot cup of coffee and you're just sipping it
while
and it's so quiet and there's nobody else out there.
You know what happens when you walk down to a dock on a lake at 5 a.m.
Michael
what?
Pops out the water.
No, you Jason. Walk through 1,000 spider webs. That's what happens. You're like on your way down there, and there's spider webs all in your face every time.
What are you, Indiana Jones? It's not like you take a cave to get there.
You've never lived on a lake.
Yes, I grew up on a lake. Yes, on a lake.
I believe you. I don't believe
I mean, I did, so I mean, you can not believe me if you want to.
Did you have a dock?
Yes, we had a dock.
Did you have boats on it?
Yes, we had a boat. In fact, one time, somebody came and stole our trolling motor off of our boat.
Oh.
And we found it at the pawn shop, and the pawn shop wouldn't give it back to us.
Should have stole it.
I did.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All those spider webs, like...
You've never lived on a lake.
Bull crap. My grandfather lived down
there. Grandfather.
I would spend every summer
liar.
Down there.
You're a liar. Uh-huh. I'd spend every summer down there. Glad he woke you up early and ruined your summer.
Uh-huh.
Deserved it.
Yeah, right.
Bad person.
Steal your trolling motor.
What? So being an adult is not always easy, right? In fact, there's a lot of things about being an adult that are not a lot of fun. Like, for example, when, as a parent, I've figured this out now. Like, when you go on vacation with your kids, it's no longer a vacation. You're just wrangling your kids somewhere else. It's the same thing. It's just less convenient because you don't have all the stuff that you normally have. It's way more expensive, and then you don't get to actually enjoy. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's fun stuff that you can do. Like, the last time we were in Seattle, we took the kids to the zoo up there, and they have a great zoo and everything else. And seeing family and all that stuff is fun. But you think about, you know, like, when you have your normal car with, like, just their car seats in it and how normal that is, but when you don't have that and you're lugging car seats through airports and all, it's just it's a whole lot less of a vacation when you've got the kids with you.
Do you like it's more chaperoning a field trip than anything, taking
Fair.
Kids on vacation, Fair. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like chaperoning a field trip and herding cats. It's kind of like a mix of the two.
When you were younger, and you know, because you had a very large family growing up, did your parents ever do like the cross country road trip to go visit somewhere?
We drove from Minnesota out to Pennsylvania, which is a pretty good clip, as you would imagine.
Like 12 hours or something?
More than that, yeah, more probably. Than that, yeah. With you've got six kids in there.
Six kids, oh, and yeah. We're all piled into one minivan.
Oh, my God.
And you think about how dangerous that was in hindsight, because... Like, my brother would sleep all the way in the back of the minivan.
Like, the very, like, where there's no seat,
where there's,
right?
Where there's behind the storage the last seat. Yeah. He would, so we had a little thing on the top, right? The little camper thing to put all the luggage in. And then my brother would sleep in the very back, and then another kid would sleep on the back seat, and then another kid on the floor. And so, I mean, just when he would sleep, everyone would be all strewn out all over the place. But I'm like, man, if somebody would have rear-ended us, like, John definitely would have gotten smushed. Like, for sure.
It's. Oh, I feel
that's
like
so true.
I don't know if that's still going on. I just feel like that's less common. Like the cross country road trip, like driving from say like Missouri to California.
Is it because plane tickets have gotten cheaper?
I don't know if plane like I never flew until I mean, like 2001, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like discount plane tickets now. Where I mean, you can obviously do it cheaper.
I probably that, and also just we're in an everything needs to be instant. Like, we don't have the patience to do cross-country. Like, people used to map out and do the stops and kind of make it, like, an adventure. And I don't feel like people do that anymore.
Yeah, because it used to be an adventure because, like, you could actually take a wrong turn and end up in Mississippi.
But that sounds horrible.
I know it sounds horrible.
Like, now it's like, okay, I know where I'm going. I don't need maps. I don't have to ask for directions. This is perfect now, like, for road trips.
You know, that's something that is long forgotten is when the mom would be mad at the dad because he wouldn't stop and ask for directions. Like, that used to be a very real part of our lives growing up that thankfully is no longer. But dad's like, no, I know where I'm going. Can you imagine like not having Google Maps?
No.
And like going, no, I know where I'm going. Like, no, you don't.
Even in your own town.
About?
Like when you're trying to navigate.
Every day I use it.
If it's a different place you've never been in your own city, you're like, how do I get there?
It's not just that, but it's like, what's the fastest way? I mean, if there's traffic out there or whatever, it's not always because you're lost. It's just convenience of it.
I will say, though. I 100% empathize with my dad about not wanting to ask for directions. There is zero chance I would ever, unless we were so lost that like
you're the guy that wouldn't stop and ask for directions.
I hate ask. I don't want to talk to strangers.
Oh, I will in a second. I'll just pull up, and be like, yes, like where do I go? Like I would. Let's wrap this crap up.
Why
this
waste
is terrible.
2 hours trying to figure it out? Than just ask talk to anybody.
With my angry wife and my three kids that are screaming, like let's get to where we need to go. Like I'll eat a piece of humble pie if I need to.
Nah, never. Yeah. I will never ask for directions.
You're that guy.
That's right. I get it. He's a man. Your dad was a man. My dad was a man.
Catherine said, as an adult, I just hate putting gas in the car.
Oh, I hate it too.
Really? Treasure, laundry.
Hate it.
Dishes and laundry for Angie, yeah.
Those are all of my worst, like the worst tasks of my day.
What about unexpected bills? That one came from Jessica.
God,
like medical
worst.
Bill comes in months later or the car registration being due. Because you never really think about when your car is going to expire. And then all of a sudden you just get a bill in the mail for a few $100. You're like, oh, God.
Yep. Like, especially if you, like, buy a new car around the end of the year, because that's when the best sales traditionally are. And then that coincides right in time with all the holidays.
Yep.
And you're just, oh, another bill on top of this.
What about whenever you're getting older and you're having to work out more because your metabolism's slowing down, or you don't even work out and then you just realize, like, this is what being an adult is. You don't you don't look the same way you did when you were 18,
well,
19,
you're like, I'm just
early
old and
20s.
Fat. Like, what's going on here?
I'm looking at my, like, literally, I got a request for my 20-year high school reunion right now, like, earlier this morning. So I've been, like, looking at that group right now. And I'm like, do I look like that?
Yes.
Are you? I feel like I've lived an easy life.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I'm not as weathered as a lot of.
Well,
people.
I mean, yeah, you don't have a single callus on your hands.
Yeah.
Like those hands have never seen an honest day's work in their lives.
No, they have not.
He was showing me some of these pictures, though, dude. Like, they definitely look way older than you.
But that's what
I mean.
Right?
Like, whoa. Yeah. Like, yeah. Whoa,
I mean, I'm
scary.
Like, they look like worse than our parents looked back then. It's, I hate getting older. I feel like. It's good because I think you care less about a lot of stupid things, but also like, you know, like if my wife were to leave me, I'm done.
I don't know if I care
like,
less.
I don't think I could go back.
Go back to what? Living?
Like, no, not go back to
functioning
living, but like,
as an adult?
Like going back to like try to like go date again and like I'd have to be in the gym.
You'd be so awful at that.
Oh, it would just be bad.
I would hack your phone on your first date to make sure you got lost and had to stop and ask for directions.
Son of a bitch.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So here's some breaking news for you. Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, has been fired.
This is insane.
It's pretty wild considering the run that he's had in the very short amount of time here in Las Vegas. Pete DeBoer, who is the former head coach of the San Jose Sharks, is being brought in.
Seems like this almost seems like an April
Impulsive,
Fool's Day.
Yeah.
No, this seems like an April Fool's Day joke. So you're going to fire him and hire the team that we hate the most head coach who just got fired this season.
Yeah, I mean, DeBoer did actually have a pretty good run. I mean, they made the postseason in 4 out of the 5 years that
he was
there.
He's not a bad coach, but I mean, where he came from and where he represents, it just seems very awkward to me. And the fact that the Golden Knights are only 3 points out of first place right now.
Yep.
Yeah, this has been a tough season. It has, but we still have a winning record. And again, 3 points out of first place. 3 points. Like, wait until the season's done. There must be something more to this.
Yeah, there had to be some sort of conflict behind the scenes, right?
It's him and the assistant.
You would hope to make some sense of any of it.
Yeah, so the assistant's out, Gallant's out, and Pete DeBoer is now coming in as the new head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. So just coming down this morning. I'm sure more details to follow. No statement from the team or anything like that just yet. But setting shockwaves, a lot of people just cannot believe it. And got to admit, pretty stunned as well. X107.5.
Comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Davey, you are a beautiful man. I see why you get some of those TV gigs. Everyone else that works there, I see why you're in radio.
Message deleted.
Well, thank you.
Actually, all of us do TV except for Ian. And he's the best-looking one out of all of us.
See, Mahoney, why? I mean, that was like a double-sided swipe here. I mean, like,
why?
So you just knock me off my little pedestal here of doing TV, and you're like, no, we all do it. And then you also throw in that Ian is the best-looking. You get so jealous when people call and give me compliments of any sort.
I don't get jealous.
You get so jealous. It's hilarious.
You kind of do, man.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. Every time
Ian's
anyone calls.
You kind of do. I don't know where it comes from.
Anyone calls and says anything nice about me, Mahoney's always out here talking about how it's fake news and it's garbage and there's some reason why it's not true.
I think it hurt the most that Ian just agreed with Dave.
Well, no, it's just true, though.
I have to listen to it every day. Seriously.
Exactly.
It is routine.
You may be the prettiest on the outside, but you're the ugliest on the inside.
See, now he's coming to you. See?
Really?
Ian, you're beautiful on the outside and the inside.
No, my insides are really gross.
I bet they are.
No, outside I'm fine. But still, Mahoney, you're great, man. You're really, you are good looking. I will give you that. Not as good looking as Dave.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's fine.
You're
fine.
Son of a bitch. Much taller than Dave, too.
Much taller.
Much you're taller.
Like an inch taller when you're wearing your platform shoes.
Good 4 inches. Dave's not even 6 foot tall. Dave lies.
You son of a bitch. You know I'm 6'3". Take it back.
Come on, man.
Player's card.
Come on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, guys. Hey, if you're getting together with somebody, if you like somebody, you got to accept whatever they're into, man. If you're not into it, then you just don't be with them. But Don't try to change them into something that they're not.
Message deleted.
Ooh, this sounds like you're speaking from experience, sir.
It sounds like you're speaking from you're in the middle of it right now, like somebody's trying to change you. So here's the thing that I learned a long time ago about men and women is that women will absolutely change over time and men will absolutely not. And so you have to be with somebody that you're cool with the idea that, like,
you can't fix.
You're not going to change. Yeah. If a woman thinks that they're going to change a guy and kind of his habits, it's not going to change. But a guy has to be cool that, like, the girl that he's partying with when she's 24 years old is much different than the woman that he's going to be married to when she's 38.
That's fair.
Like, the women evolve. Us dumb guys, we're just the same blobs of walking balls of desire that we've been our entire lives.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like, for the most part, minus some of the responsibilities that we have now as we've gotten older, we're the same stupid idiots that we were at 19 years old? For the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've learned more. But like I said, we're just balls of desire walking around. You know, you're like, sleep with me, feed me, scratch my back.
Let me sleep.
Now sleep with me again and feed me again. Scratch my back again. Now let me sleep again. Yeah, it's about it for us. Yeah, we're not nearly as complicated or interesting as we'd like to think that we are.
And if you just get along with the person, too, because I think my interests and my wife's interests vary pretty drastically, I would say.
Oh, you two are yin and yang for sure. But I mean, that works
but
a lot of times.
But we share one common
is it
like,
your
value.
Love for each other?
That, food. Yeah. That, of course. Mm-hmm. And
sleeping.
Also, we don't like going out.
Yeah.
Like, we can bond over that. Like, if you
it's
can,
true. Like, and, that's actually a big problem in a lot of relationships, especially when you get into, you know, kind of like your early 30s or your late 20s. If you got one person that still loves to go out and rage,
yeah.
Audrey, and then one person.
Oh, rage?
Then one person that likes to stay at home all of the time, yeah. Like, that can create a bit of a divide for sure.
But I think that it's important to have your own individual interests, because if you become too of the same human, I feel like you just get tired of each other.
No, for
you're
sure.
The same person.
Well, but it's if you're faking it. Like, if like Mahoney and his wife legitimately like not leaving their house. Yeah. Like, they both really love it. It's not one person acquiescing and going, okay, we won't go out because you don't want to, and so I'll just deal with it.
So same. That. We enjoy staying at home, too, but I also need my time away from you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I am very independent on, like, I want to be able to hang out with my girlfriends. You can go play your video games and, like, chill in there. I'm going to go
like,
get my nails
fine,
done.
Fine, just don't make me hold your hand at the grocery store again, you weirdo.
Oh, listen.
XT FM HD1 Corump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the Woo! This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
I just love to be loved.
Do you guys each like grab the cart with your free hand?
No, we hold each other's pinkies.
Somebody this morning, none too pleased that Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, has been fired. Texted over on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. This is depressing, in all caps. It's a scandalous move, I think, to already have the Sharks ex-coach ready to take Gallant's place. F the Sharks.
Yeah.
Seems sneaky.
It does.
Doesn't like, it?
They were talking behind the scenes, already planning to fire him, and then you know they lose last night.
He won the NHL Jack Adams Award, the Coach of the Year, 2 years ago.
Right.
We had a winning season last season. We currently have a winning season right now. We went to the finals in our inaugural year, which nobody, you know, it's a story that should, that's going to be, you know, immortalized for forever.
One of the best stories in sports of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. And on top of that, we are 3 points out of first place right now. Three.
Yeah.
3 points. The West is so compressed. It's like we have 54 points and they're leading with 57. We are like two games away.
Seems but, like they just threw their hands up in the air and gave up.
The fact that they bring in the Sharks head coach, former head coach, when everything that happened last season to eliminate us from the playoffs is insane.
Snaky.
And it's just, oh man, I feel like
maybe this guy's a great guy. I don't know.
But it's you're bringing in, this is like
it's
getting
the enemy,
your ex.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. It's like, it's like you leave me anybody but that guy, you know, like anybody but that guy.
Yeah.
Like anybody but that guy.
Yeah.
What does he have to do? Does he have to like make a statement being like, I'm sorry? Like, what does this guy have
like,
to do to win us over?
He needs to come out and light a San Jose Sharks jersey on fire in the at center ice.
No, he needs to just like.
I'm here for that.
I want some like YouTube prank videos where he goes to each one of their homes and like
punches them in the face.
That's right,
A Vander Kane just.
And Mike Kelly's out too, so you know it's. I don't know. Is it something bigger? Like if it's something bigger, did something happen? Is there something that's like behind the scenes? But according to the Golden Knights Twitter, which they said GM Kelly McCrennan, in order for our team to reach its full potential, we determined a coaching change was necessary. Our team is capable of more than we have demonstrated this season. To me, that does not sound like Gallant did something wrong or said something or there's a scandal that's brewing. That just seems like, well, we're not winning enough.
Right.
I mean, ticket prices have gone up.
And they're going up again.
Yeah. And like, so the Raiders are coming to town and you get rid of a coach who the fans love. What are you doing, guys?
This one, I can't believe we fire our head coach and it took so long to fire Jason Garrett in Dallas. Unbelievable. I think he's still milling around the building down there like, hey, guys, my key card's not working.
No, it still works for some
reason. Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
All right, Pop Trash. Jennifer Lopez says that she plans to leave the United States a more simple life in a small town in Italy.
See ya. Adios.
You don't like Jennifer Lopez?
I love J-Lo.
I don't know, man. Like, again, America has its issues.
Everywhere has issues. You're not going to run
towards anything better. She's not saying that she's leaving the U.S. because she dislikes the United States.
Well,
she just said she wants.
Hey, over in Italy, you know what they're doing?
No, she didn't say anything about.
There's a Mussolini power again over in Italy.
She didn't say anything about politics or any of that stuff. She just said that she wants a more simple life.
Ah, man,
so I would love to live somewhere other than the United States in a small town in Italy or on the other side of the world in Bali.
I also don't like the fact that, like, you know, you make all your money here. This is where you, you know, like the country embraced you. And then you're like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with a bunch of Italians.
It's so dramatic because just because they're so much better than Idaho. Move to North Dakota.
Exactly.
Get out of Hollywood.
Yeah, she's talking about, I want to go somewhere small. I want to make bread and ride a bicycle. It's please. Like, you want to live in a screensaver. Stop it, J-Lo.
I mean, I've heard some horror stories about her and old A-Rod.
Oh.
You know?
You got some tea.
Oh, I forgot that she's yeah. Is she married to A-Rod?
Yeah, they're engaged.
They're engaged?
Or married.
Maybe she'll engaged, take him with. Married.
Well, please. She has a history of making bad choices with men. That's for sure. So this
Mark
long
Anthony,
list.
P. Diddy, Casper, Ben Affleck,
Casper, her backup dancer. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No,
he was like 23 and she was 47.
Chris
and
Judd,
sounds like a little ben bit Affleck. Of a midlife crisis.
Yeah, you guys forgot Chris Judd.
Chris Judd, Chris oh, wow. Judd. Another backup dancer. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you know what? I don't think America's gonna be any worse off. See you later.
So the guy who played Champ Kind from Anchorman, his name is David, is it Kochner? Is that how you say it?
No,
whatever.
It's Champ Kind.
It's Champ Kind. This guy.
I will smash your face into a car windshield and then take your mother, Dorothy Mantooth, out for a nice seafood dinner and never call her again.
I love that guy. Love so what's Champ. Going on with him?
He's getting a divorce.
Oh.
Oh no.
Did he take another somebody's wife out to a nice seafood
dinner? Yeah. Never talk to her again.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
The soon-to-be exes have 5 kids together, and they've been together for 20 years. They actually met on an airplane, I guess. What's interesting, though, is that his soon-to-be ex is a motivational speaker, and she is currently teaching a 6-week webinar on divorce. And so she's claiming that she can help people get through a divorce, people who are thinking about getting divorced, people with close friends getting divorced, and people who are suffering after a divorce. She is there to help them.
She probably was like, you know what? Maybe I do need a divorce. After all of this talk, after me really, like, really sitting down and doing all these seminars, she probably had some, like,
she starts digging into it and starts talking to all these people. Like, she's like, wait a minute.
Maybe
divorce
I'm
sounds
the
awesome.
One who needs
usually,
this.
Yeah, so usually the way that goes is, like, those who can do, those who can't teach.
Right, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, okay.
It's unclear what led to their split, but they are done. And finally, in Pop Trash today, Tyson Fury, he has got a big fight coming up with Deontay Wilder. And he said that the way that he has been getting ready for this fight, other than just the normal training, is by taking care of business on himself seven times a day.
How is that even possible?
How's that
possible?
Seven
times?
How?
That's a lot of testosterone.
He said, this is the first training camp where I'm going to bed early at 9:30 every night. I wake up at 7 o'clock every morning, fresh as a daisy. He said that he wants to end this one in 2 rounds. He's going to knock out Deontay Wilder in the first 2 rounds.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what he does to himself.
No, no,
I'm
7
end this
rounds.
In 2 rounds.
7 rounds. But February 22nd is when that fight's going to be happening. And he said 2 rounds, he's going down. But I don't know why he felt it necessary to tell us how many times he's doing that every day. But
sounds callous.
Seven times a day. I mean, I can honestly say there's never been a single day ever in my whole life where it's been 7 times.
7?
What's the most?
5?
5?
Maybe?
5?
You're 2 away.
You're talking all time.
You're 2 no, away.
Time.
Come on.
Maybe.
Do you remember the day?
No, I don't. But I mean, like, I think I was probably in my early
December
20s.
Morning.
You're sick at home from school. Your parents are away at work.
Okay.
The internet wasn't that fast back then.
But I mean, 5 times in a given day.
Maybe.
Audrey, the most in a day for you?
Three? I don't
three?
Know.
Okay.
Nervous.
Still impressed. Ian, most for you?
Seriously, this is so embarrassing.
15?
8.
Eight.
Oh. 8. I promise you. 8. I've never
you
attempted.
Counted?
Yeah, I've never attempted it again because I couldn't walk.
After 2, it's pointless.
Man, if you give me the whole day with nothing else to do, that's what I'm doing.
Even after 1, you're
take
just
that,
like,
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, come
your
on.
Training camp sucks.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Wow, 8.
Tyson's
sorry,
actually
Mom,
getting coaching tips from Ian.
No kidding, man.
And by the way, there's zero chance that Fury is knocking out Wilder in the second round.
No chance.
It was heavyweight fight of the year, in my opinion, their last fight, but Wilder going to whoop that ass.
I also feel like you would want to do the opposite, like hold off and like restrain so you've got all that pent-up tension.
There's a lot of fighters who do that.
Well, just a lot of athletes in general, right? Like they're like, I'm abstaining for everything, so that way I'm just like,
jacked up on testosterone,
yeah,
seriously.
Ready to go.
Well, maybe not.
You need to be relaxed in boxing, though.
That's true.
You got to be able to like stick and move.
Like a little too relaxed, a little too sticky.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present
missed connection inspection.
It's a complicated world out there when it comes to finding love. Just saw a story earlier today about how apps like Tinder and Grindr and OkCupid are taking your information, your exact location, talking about your, you know, some very intimate details about things that you like, what you're looking for, your political beliefs, and sharing them with over 300 third-party other apps. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's complicated to try to find love in 2020, even though it's seemingly a lot easier. That's not always the case. So sometimes people just go off their gut. What they feel is a connection, like a real person-to-person connection, not just some algorithm pointing you towards somebody that's in your area.
You're out in the wild. You can feel it bubbling up inside of you. And you
sometimes it's not just a bad burrito that's bubbling up. Sometimes those are real emotions.
Sometimes it's both. Why not?
I saw you while you were rushing to the bathroom. No, so the misconnection inspection is people that will go online on Craigslist and they'll post looking for individuals that they had a brief encounter with most times in public, and scandalous today.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes.
In a Home Depot, perchance?
Well, there is certainly some Home Depot ones, but
always,
this first one is from a PetSmart.
Ooh.
And this is looking for Chris, a female. I've talked to you a few times, and we do know each other, but we also both know that we're unavailable. I'd love to have you one time discreetly, though. I'd live to show you what I can do and to find out what you can do for me, winky smiley face.
That just...
Get back to grooming.
No,
stop it.
Like, even if a woman was into you 1,000%, head over heels, and you say, I would like to have you, that's just so gross. Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Also, does she do personal grooming?
This is the married cutie at breakfast. We exchanged glances at the breakfast buffet today. When your husband went to get more fruit, you saw me about to leave and asked me to come back. Since he was not in the room. You smiled and licked your lips when I waved with my tongue. How was your breakfast?
Bye.
Oh, my God.
See you later.
Wave with your tongue. Like, you go side to side. You go up and down. You go into this.
I do the Miss America wave with my tongue.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying to do it. Doesn't work.
I came back in about 20 minutes but could not find you. Would enjoy some time together while he's busy. Tell me what color dress you were wearing so I know it's you.
She probably ran away, freak.
Hopefully she wouldn't call the cops.
Bye.
This one is very sweet. Seeking arm amputee friend.
Okay.
You live in the neighborhood, but I haven't seen you in a while, and I would just like to connect with you.
Okay. Yeah. That's not too bad.
That
okay.
was way more normal than the first two, I guess.
Yeah, that's the normal one.
That, I mean, if you're out of the one so far, that is...
This one, you are young and a beautiful brunette with ink on your forearm. I'm not as young and was at your employer getting some work-related testing done.
Mm-hmm.
If I was the man you would hope for that would be writing this, tell me some details about myself and I'll respond in your email. Describe my shirt so I can tell it isn't spam. I'm just tempted to respond to this and be like, your shirt had an American bald eagle and a wolf on it, didn't it? Because
Cut
I
off.
Bet it did.
Cut off and you were wearing a John Deere hat. I feel like whoever remembers the clothing that somebody was wearing that they passed by.
Zero chance.
And it's always just like a one-minute encounter with someone. Who remembers? They always want you to describe them.
I've met people no less than like 3 dozen times, and I can't remember that I've met them before.
Did they have a beard? Did she have a beard? It's so confusing.
This one is Uber driver Ben. You picked me up in your red Dodge Journey.
Hell yeah. That's a minivan, by the way.
And told me about your wrestling past.
Hell yeah.
After this, I just wanted to know more. ..
That one's okay. Yeah. Is that dude for dude?
No, that was female for male.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, okay.
So, Ben, you out there driving your red Dodge minivan around today? There is somebody looking for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This one's sexy legs in all caps. At the airport, also in all caps. I couldn't stop staring at your beautiful legs while you boarded my flight earlier today. I think you noticed my gaze because you crossed your legs and uncrossed your legs several times while I was trying not to stare. It's probably because she was uncomfortable. I probably didn't do a very good job at being discreet. Seeing a beautiful, professional woman with amazing legs drives me crazy. I feel like a horny teenager when I see great legs in an airport or in an office. I can't stop thinking about you and your sexy legs. In the end, we were not on the same flight, but thank you for giving me something to daydream about during my business trip. If you are the woman with the gorgeous legs, or if you are any woman with legs, and you love to tease men like me, please send pictures so I can feel that thrill again, and maybe when I'm back, we can get together for a drink or dinner. Thanks. P.S. I'm tall, sexy, single, professional man, and for the most part, I'm a perfect gentleman, but I become a little quote-unquote crazy when I see great legs.
Legs.
I don't, like... I just cannot understand.
Why would you go through all of that? That is the longest post that we have today. And then throw in there, also, if you're any other chick who just happens to have sexy legs, also hit me up.
Like, it kind of didn't even say sexy legs. You just said legs.
Legs.
What do you got against amputees, man? Like,
yeah, what about the poor lady with the one arm that's wandering around the neighborhood right now? Yeah,
she's got legs.
She still has legs. It's enough for me.
I just cannot, like, understand the fetishizing of certain body parts. I just don't.
You don't like legs?
No. Legs. Like, as a dude, like, Dave, do you ever look at somebody's legs?
I mean, there's, like, legs are sexy sometimes, but it's because they're attached to a sexy person. Never am I just like, oh, it's all about the legs.
Like, oh, the rest of them is horrible, but they got great legs.
Yeah, no, never.
Because I will say, rest of me is horrible, but I got great legs.
See, there you go.
You got some good legs?
I do. I got good calves.
Are you also you're a professional.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you been on a plane recently?
I'm not wearing any short skirts. Recently.
This one, looking for a senior lady. We talked about HSV.
Oh, what's HSV?
Think about it.
It's a...
home video service.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, that would be HVS.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what was it? HPV?
HSV.
HSV, is that like...
This is the herpes simplex virus.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while since we talked. I'm a senior single white male that is HSV positive, looking for a senior lady with the same to talk to again.
Oh, okay. So he's got some, fetishes.
You know, at least he's upfront about it.
Yeah, that's not bad. This guy, that's the most normal one out of all of them.
And then to round things out today, I miss my poet.
Oh.
We used to get together at the Quality Inn. Oh. I sure do miss those thigh-high boots and the fun we used to have.
Oh, my.
I lost your number and desperately want to see you again for a few minutes of fun. If you see this, please let me know.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Doesn't want to rekindle the relationship. Why? Just give me 6 minutes and I'm out.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the thing that has shook the Vegas sports scene today is that Gerard Gallant has been fired as the head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights, as well as the assistant coach. They are bringing in the former head coach of the San Jose Sharks, which, of course, has a bunch of people none too pleased as well, because if you could name one team that the Vegas Golden Knights fans hate more than any other team, it is the San Jose Sharks. And so to bring in this guy, everyone's like, "What? Why him?" But
do you not remember, what was it, a little while ago where we were celebrating the fact that the Sharks fired their head coach?
Yeah.
Like, Golden Knights fans were excited because, you know, the Sharks are trash.
I feel bad for this guy because I'm sure that he's just, like, looking for a good job. And
Absolutely. This
is definitely a good job getting the Vegas gig.
A job that might not have needed to be posted up for hire?
I feel like...
Some people are saying that certainly today,
yeah. There's a lot of people who are very upset by this. I feel like a mid-season change... I was looking up some stats. Like, mid-season changes when it comes to coaching, especially in the NHL, very rarely results in a significantly higher winning percentage overall. And the Golden Knights, in the 2.5 seasons that they've been a team, have an almost 2-1 win-to-loss record. That is insane. Gallant won Coach of the Year 2 years ago. We went to the playoffs last year, and we are 3 points out of first place. This seems insane and reactionary to me. Like, at the end of the season, had, like, everything just gone off the rails. We didn't make the playoffs, or we did really poorly in the playoffs. Then maybe take some time and make an adjustment. But mid-season, this is just bad.
So don't want to set the table so this guy, you know, this Pete DeBoer guy who's coming in, you know.
They'll come in and win. Then
yeah, doesn't
like
have a
you.
Chance. But you're right. If he just comes in and win, then I'm sure everything will be fine.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
But I really feel like that the city right now is kind of taking the back of our old coach. And it kind of just shows that...
Yeah, it
we
seems a
love
little,
our Golden Knights.
A little rash, a little fast.
Like, yes.
And yes,
like if they get through this season and don't make it into the playoffs, then I would say that you consider it, but like halfway through the season.
The West is so compressed right now. Again, like I said, 3 points out of first place. That's two wins.
Yeah.
That's two wins. We were in first place.
Unless there's something else going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
And if that's the case, then that's something else. But if you're, but what the Golden Knights have put out on Twitter saying that like this is a merit-based firing and that we don't.
It's totally knee-jerk.
This is something that we want. We want to expect a better performance out of our team.
Okay.
I feel like this sets a real bad tone, especially with ticket prices going up, the Raiders coming to town, and an NBA team that could be here real soon. You can alienate a lot of people from your organization real quick by doing things like this.
So you can't expect
to win the cup every year.
Right. The Raiders stadium, speaking of them, the translucent roof that's going to be on Allegiant Stadium, it's a signature of the $2 billion project, and they're saying that there's some problems with the roof and that it's not going to be done until May now, which is kind of cutting it close. I mean, you know, that's just a couple of months off of when football season is getting going. Mm-hmm. And they're also saying that it's possible that there might be some weather damage because they're not able to put the roof on now until May, which is later than projected. They originally were talking about having it up by now, like by November, actually.
That's a big delay.
When does practice and all of that start? Which I know they have a separate field for that, correct?
Yeah,
over in Henderson area.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not going to be practicing out on that field, but I mean, you know, again, you'd expect that if the stadium is going to open on July 31st, which it's scheduled to, and this roof's not going on until May, like if there's one more delay, it could be a big problem.
The kind of conspiracy.
Might be no roof.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy theory floating around, and who knows if I doubt it has any real validity, but they're saying that these delays are happening. That it's going to time out perfectly so UNLV doesn't get to play the first game in the stadium, and that's going to be the Raiders.
Yeah, well, the first event is scheduled there for August the 16th. This one just got texted over to us. I seriously wish that ESPN would interview Mahoney right now regarding the firing of Gerard Gallant. Haven't heard this much passion about a topic come out of him since he talked about the launch of Disney Plus.
Or just any beer for breakfast on Fridays. He's got a lot of passion behind
those. Always passionate. He's always a maniac. He just has directed his anger towards the Vegas Golden Knights.
You know when I feel like an injustice has been done?
Yes.
I will speak up.
Yeah. But like I said, I want to wait and see if there's something else that comes out as well.
And he just needs to come out and set a jersey on fire from the Sharks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Just go walk straight into the ocean and punch
a shark.
At least three dozen sharks.
Grab a shark by the tail, drag it out, punch it in the face, and then you can put it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them know who's boss. Establish dominance.
So Nevada has collected $9.8 million in taxes from cannabis sales. So a state-best $9.8 million in revenue was collected by Nevada in November, according to Nevada Department of Taxation, which regulates the industry. The total is the largest since recreational sales began back in July of 2017. It represents an increase of more than $1 million from September and a jump close to $1.6 million from October of 2018.
Awesome.
So $9.8 million. Yeah, that's a big jump.
I like the fact that you would think because Ian went out when marijuana first got legalized here in Nevada, and there were lines wrapped around the buildings. They were so long. It was pandemonium. And that first month, you're like, this is going to be the biggest month ever. And it's now that we're even like a couple years past that now, at this point, we're seeing record sales, but it's because there's more places that you can purchase it at. And I like the fact that, you know, we are raising money that is going to help our community for adults who are already going to be doing this.
Maybe I'm missing something. I haven't seen a single negative effect of this. If responsible adults want to enjoy that in their own private home, which is the only place they're allowed to do it now. You can't be wandering around on the streets
doing it. Can't be smoking while you're driving.
Right.
Same thing, you can't be drinking while you're driving.
You can't do it in casinos or any of that, you know, just at your house. Then I have no problem with it. And I also have no problem with people that totally are like, I have no interest in doing that at all.
There was a study.
Good for you. It's your prerogative.
$0 to mind your own business.
There was a study that came out that since marijuana became legal, smoking and, you know, marijuana use is up actually in college students. Not a whole lot, but it's up, you know, a decent amount. But what they have shown in states where it is legal, college students who are of age, binge drinking is down by over 50%.
Well, do you know why? Because you can basically take one hit and have the same effect as drinking 30 drinks.
Yep.
I enjoy my beverages, but I will say this much. I have never once smoked so much weed that I've wanted to fight an entire bar. The same cannot be said about alcohol.
That's true. You fake steal his shot of Jägermeister, and he will fight you.
Want to headbutt you? You don't want this big old noggin coming.
That thing starts going.
It's like bonk from the TurboGrafx 16.
It's like an asteroid that'll split the Earth in two.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Ryan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for Alternative Theater. This is a very simple game Mahoney and I are going to be performing on the stage that is before you. And it is going to be dramatic and hopefully exquisite and Oscar-worthy. But the performance, Ryan, is going to be of very popular songs that you've heard many times over the years. And you're just trying to figure out the artist as well as the song. If you're able to do that, then we're going to hook you up with a prize if you get two out of the three today, okay?
Sounds awesome.
But do not interrupt Mahoney while he is performing.
The talent.
He will melt down.
You will be escorted out of this theater, this very fine theater that you've come to enjoy this thespian experience in.
It is a beautiful theater in here.
I
see the candle lights. Uh-huh. It's a lot of red velvet everywhere.
A lot of red velvet. Mostly on my pants.
The curtains are drawn.
And just so
the carpet does match the curtains.
And just so you know, I was going through my 20-year high school class reunion page on Facebook today.
Yes.
And they posted the superlatives. I was voted most dramatic.
That's true.
Back in the year 2000.
And the most bitter.
That's true.
We're going to be bowing out.
That's true.
All right. So here we go, Ryan. Again, let us go ahead and act these out. These are all popular songs. Mm-hmm. Try to get the artist as well as the song for a full point. Two out of three makes you a winner today. Final question before we get going. Is this your first thespian experience, or are you established?
I dabbled a bit in high school.
Okay. High school.
Okay. Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. Let's take it back then. Are you ready, Mahoney?
Yes.
Scene one, act one. White shirt, now red, my bloody nose. Sleeping, you're on your tippy toes.
Creeping around. Like nobody knows. Think you're so criminal.
Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you or please.
I do what I want. I want what I'm wanting to. My soul. So cynical.
So you're a tough guy.
Like a really rough guy.
Just can't get enough guy.
Chest. Always so puffed guy.
I'm that bad type.
Very nice, gentlemen.
Any guesses, Ryan?
I think so. Let's go with Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
You got it. Full point on that one. Well done, well done, well done.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. On to number two.
Here, just nuts for you.
We are not beatniks.
Throwback here, throwback. She sits alone by a lamppost, trying to find the thought that's escaped her mind.
She says, Dad's the one I love the most. But Steve's not far behind.
She never lets me in. Only tells me where she's been. When she's had too much to drink.
I say, I don't care. I just run my hands through her dark hair. Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly away.
And just let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain.
Let her sing! If it eases her pain.
And see.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
For the win.
Darius Rucker, Got Nothing on You Guys. Hootie and the Blowfish, Let Her Cry.
You did. Well done, man. Well done.
I mean, Billie Eilish and Hootie and the Blowfish. I would love to see a collab album sometime.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ride sharing has really kind of set the table for some weird things to happen, right? And we've heard about some, you know, rather sinister stuff over the years, and that is very unfortunate. But there's also just some strange encounters that you have with people that you're like, man, what a unique individual this is. And this would certainly qualify as, I believe, a unique individual. Let me just set the table here. So this is actually a couple of years ago. A buddy of mine, we were out for the night, and we were, you know, having some drinks, so we're not driving. But we decided to eat at the Golden Steer, which is a restaurant, which is a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take an Uber just a couple of miles away.
It shouldn't take any time at all. You're going like 3 miles. That should take, what, 5-10 minutes tops?
At most. So this guy pulls up in an older Honda Civic, and we both hop in the back. And he tells us that he needs to stop for gas, which is really strange considering that our ride is only a couple of miles. And so we stop at this gas station, which is in a not great part of town. Mm-hmm. And you know that hustle where like somebody will come up and start asking you for money while you're pumping gas? Yep. That's what happened to him.
Oh, no.
Keep in mind, this guy is pretty weird. And just to give you a mental picture of what he looks like, imagine if Larry David smoked meth.
Okay, so less hair or...
More wiry hair, okay. Almost like Doc from Back to the Future.
Okay,
you know, kind of, yeah.
I mean, a methed out Larry David really paints quite the picture.
And so he stops at this gas station, and he turns off his car, and he's getting gas. And this guy comes up, and he starts asking for money to fill up his car. And he's got a girlfriend. This is, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. Who knows what time it is? There's a girl that's with this guy standing outside of his vehicle in a bikini top and jorts. I mean, it's just this is a weird scene altogether. And he starts screaming at this guy. He's like, "Go on, get away from me, get!"
Like it's a stray cat.
Yeah, and me and my buddy Matt are just in the back seat. And we, like, lock the door of the Honda. The car's not running, and it's in this weird part of town. And we're like, oh, man, this is just going to go haywire. He ends up, you know, filling up his car or whatever, gets back in, and we're back off to our final destination.
Which is bizarre that he didn't get that taken care of before he picked you up.
We start having a conversation with this guy, and we realize, oh, this guy's got some stories. And so, of course, I pull out my phone, and I start recording him. And it really kind of developed into a bit of a tale of what this guy does on his throughout, you know, his day-to-day life. And it was fascinating, to say the least. So this first clip here is just sort of an introduction to who he is and what he does. Okay. All right.
And I just told him, ladies, I'm safe. I'm clean.
You don't know you're clean.
I do. I'm active 3 or 4 times a year. I kind of pick into, I'm not out. I mean, there's a ton of in this town for $20 and $40. Well, that's, I've been this one broad for about 12 or 13 months. And she comes by every now and then, and she says, I for $10 a couple months ago. But that's only after you get to know him a while.
How much did she start at? So she,
I think 40 or 50.
And then he got her down to 10?
That happened one time.
Yeah.
She came over one time. It wasn't that I was broke. I had money. But I just told her, I said, I got to get out and pay some bills. And this is what I told him. I said, look, I'm not going to you and then say I'll pay you later. I just don't do that. That way they know I'm honest. And she finally says, damn it all, give me $10. Yeah.
He's an honest man.
Yeah, he's an honest man that haggles girls down that are working gals from, say, $50 down to $10.
Negotiator.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's honest. He's not going to take a credit, you know, for $10 that I'll pay you later. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I'll give you the $10 right now.
A dollar saved is a dollar earned.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The math doesn't really math up whenever he said that he's messing around with a chick for 12 months but only does it 4 times a year.
Yeah, so there's something in there that, again, a few screws loose with this guy.
You just met this guy. He's driving Uber.
Keep in mind, like a 7-minute Uber ride and all of this is happening. So, like, right out of the gate, he starts talking and we're like, oh, boy, this is going to be good.
And that's the first thing you think
is to get out your phone to record.
Yes, because if you lead with something crazy like that, that needs to be recorded.
It's gold.
Wow. And also for Dave's own safety.
Of course. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I was safe.
And so you were fishing?
Oh, yeah. I was just baiting him. Like, tell me more. Well, and so sure enough, we started to dig a little bit into his life. And, you know, not everything is perfect for him. I mean, that was a pretty good story there for him, obviously, mm-hmm. getting what he wanted for just a crisp
$10
Andrew Hamilton?
Hamilton?
Is it Hamilton?
Yes, it is Hamilton. Okay. Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton, thank you. But he sometimes does run into issues, and sometimes jealousy is one of those issues, as he explains here, somebody that he encountered at a Domino's Pizza.
I used to work part-time for Domino's Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we had the one guy there, he thought he was Don freaking Juan. He thought he was Rico freaking Suarez. Married for 25 years, he's always coming in and saying, look at my new girlfriend, Michael. She only charged me $40. I said, Rudy, she's a don't call my girlfriend a Finally, I told some of the people at work. I said, you mark my words. He's going to come to work someday holding his face in his hands. Well, the guy lived way north. He always drove way down south here to stay away from his wife so he could chase the So about a year and a half ago, he comes into work and he's half his face is all blasted from here to hell and back. Oh, my God, I took my girlfriend to the bus station and her boyfriend jumped me and he rolled me. Bull. He finally admitted. He went home with a little to her place.
Yeah.
Some boyfriend came out of the closet, jammed a .44 caliber Magnum pistol in his side. He had a bruise about that big. Lucky he didn't get shot. The guy robbed him and then beat the out of him and threw him out in the street.
Good Good night.
So you're about a mile in right now?
Yeah, so about a mile in, and I'd asked him if he'd ever run into any problems, you know, while hanging out with the honeys, as he called them, and he said, no, not me, but a friend of mine, and that's what led to that story about Rico Suarez, whoever that is.
Suarez, yeah.
Wow, Rico Suave's less successful brother.
He works at the dollar store.
And then things took a turn for even the worse somehow.
Worse than any of that? So, yeah, all
of this is going on, and we find it all pretty entertaining because he's just telling us these stories, and this next clip is what made us suddenly start to fear for our own safety, where my buddy who was with me started elbowing me like, hey, stop recording right now, and I'm like, no, I'm going to keep recording this.
No, you're going to need to keep recording because if you're in a dangerous situation.
Here's why it was so dangerous.
If a cop stops me, I can tell him if I want. If he asks me by law, I'm required to say, yes, sir, I have it right here. I have my paperwork. That gun is loaded. But the safety's wrong, for example. But now, when the few times I bring these women home, I don't show them my guns. But if they want to try to get stupid, insane, wacko, and try to start cutting my throat, well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. The one babe I was telling you about that does me real cheap sometimes, she knows I got a few things around the house.
That one babe. So I asked him how he makes sure that none of this ever happens to him, and that's when he actually pulled the gun out from underneath his seat.
Oh!
It was in a holster, but he goes, no, this is how I make sure the honeys never mess with me, and that's when we're like, boy, this is getting really weird. And again, a 7-minute Uber ride, and so we got to our final destination. And my friend's like, dude, you gotta contact Uber or something. Like, this guy is a mess. And I'm like, 5 stars, man. I got to make sure somebody else experiences this.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So glad this finally got fired. Hopefully we get more Subban. It's underutilized. This guy that we just hired, that the Golden Knights just hired, I didn't hire, I'm broke. But this guy took San Jose and the Sharks. Their first year took them to the freaking finals, so I don't see what the big problem is. Stop being a bunch of...
Message deleted. Woo!
Yeah, so did Gerard Gallant.
Yeah, and it wasn't somebody else's team. That was Gallant's team.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people that are really upset that Gallant got fired today, head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights, and understandably so. Look, I mean, change is always hard. Maybe this will eventually be a good thing. I don't know. I'm no hockey expert. But I will say that Gallant had a pretty great run the first 2 years, obviously getting eliminated from the playoffs before they wanted to last year. Sucked, but it was kind of the... It was unfortunate how that all went down. It was just the sort of thing that only happens like one out of ten times, right?
It was unimaginable, and these things happen with, you know, the playoffs. And these things, like, we had a good team. We still have a good team. We're 3 points out of first place, and overall, his record is essentially basically 2-1 when it comes to win-loss ratio over the entire time that he's been here for an expansion team and not even in its completed third full season. Seems a little reactionary to me. And I think the fans are going to speak up. And I think, you know, just looking at a lot of the replies on Twitter and a lot of the other social media, people are just going, why?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, why?
See,
definitely
it seems stinging.
Even though Ivan here is, you know, the...
Ready to boot him out the door.
Always.
Have you ever even watched a Golden Knights game?
Damn, Dave.
You can see just only an inch in front of him.
Please leave a message close after the tone.
My printer just ran out of ink. Good start to the day.
Message deleted.
There is almost nothing worse, and I don't know. I mean, it's definitely got to be perception, right? But my printer never runs out of ink when I'm not in a hurry.
Oh,
it's
of course.
It's always just breakneck, got to have this
running
printed off
door
right now, and it's out of ink. And also, I can print about 3 pieces of paper with things on it before it runs out of ink. Yeah. I don't understand how ink goes that fast.
It happens all the time because whenever I'm leaving for the day, I usually prep for you know, recap of the morning show for like Bossy Rossi Slater or something like that. And it's always that back printer, like a specific spot of our office, always is out of ink. And I give up. I don't even know how to change it. So I'm just like, all right, well, let me try one of the other printers so that I don't even have to try anymore.
One of my favorite things.
It's too hard to change paint or...
Ink. Yeah.
Same. It's hard to change paint, too. One of my favorite things, though, out there right now is Shaquille O'Neal is hawking printer ink.
Is he really?
Like, Shaquille O'Neal will endorse literally everything. If you have a product Shaquille O'Neal will not endorse, you need to rethink your product.
Car insurance? Shaquille O'Neal's got you.
Itchy jock stuff?
Butt powder?
Yeah.
Itchy butt?
Your nuts sweat too much? Shaquille O'Neal's got you.
Pizzas?
Got you.
Doesn't he do lotion, too?
Gold bod?
Yeah.
I see hot for your back.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. And now, back cramping up on you.
I heard
Buicks? No problem.
I heard the commercial, and Shaq was like, yeah, it's something. It's like an endless ink well. So it's not the cartridges. It's like you just get it's like bulk ink that Shaq's hawking. So
you have to fill it up yourself,
what do you
though?
But it's like cheap. It's like, it's not like,
yeah,
it
like you're going to
run a tube through it?
Spill ink all
whatever
over your
desk.
Whatever
this printer is that he's selling is you just pour it in.
You know what we need is that we need another like plumbing pipe established throughout all of the cities of America. You know, where it's like you have water, clean water, but
then
we just need
one for ink
that just flows into people's printers.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So necessary.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there any song that you and your significant other could sing word for word with each other, like in a karaoke type of setting?
Message deleted.
I think it's
I'm not a karaoke guy. I'm going to go to Audrey on this one.
Mama tried Merle Haggard.
Yeah? Have you guys done it before together?
No. He doesn't karaoke with me as much as I go karaoke as much as I possibly can convince someone to go. Actually, Bossy Rossi and I went, and he hated it.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah.
No guy ever wants to go karaoke.
The only reason you go to karaoke as a dude is if you're trying to hook up with a chick or you are so good at it.
You're a really good singer.
And that's your, like, hobby.
Man, I tell you what. There was the last time I went to karaoke many years ago, trying to hook up with a chick. there was a guy that got up there, and he had just gotten off work from the airport, and he was still wearing his little airport vest.
Uh-huh.
Love that.
And he got up, and he sang Kings of Leon, You Somebody, and he slayed it.
Did he? Was he directing traffic while he was doing it?
You somebody me.
I love that.
Ian, I imagine that you're the sort of guy that would do a duet in karaoke with your girl.
Yeah, we duet occasionally. Picture by Sheryl Crow.
Oh, my God.
And Kid Rock.
Are you Sheryl Crow or Kid Rock?
I am always Sheryl Crow.
Of course you are.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Not because you want to be Sheryl Crow, because she is definitely Kid Rock.
Oh, hands down.
Oh, yeah. Just looks just like it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So when it comes to STDs across the country, you probably wonder, where do we rank? Are we at the top of the list? Good news is, no.
Are we like 30th?
Nope.
Baltimore is actually the top of the list.
Whoa.
So the STD map ranks all of the cities, the ones that have the worst rate of STDs.
Another reason Baltimore. Not to go to Baltimore.
And STD map ranks Baltimore as the worst U.S. city for STDs, as they run rampant in the South and California as well.
Run rampant.
Testing experts at Interbody analyzed CDC data to reveal the top 100 cities with the highest STD rates.
So SoCal and Baltimore.
SoCal and Baltimore. So in the top 100, Las Vegas does not make the top 100.
Surprising.
Appleton, Wisconsin does not make the top 100.
Surprising. Nope.
Albany, New York just got in there. Number 98.
Woo!
Whoa.
I mean, good for you. So close.
Congratulations.
Top 100.
Top 100, though.
Top 100.
Top 100, nowhere near the very top of the list. So when it comes to STD cases, there was a lot of cases in Maryland. Specifically, here are some of the things where there's a lot. 207
Maryland.
HIV cases, which is you know, that sounds like a lot, but it pales in comparison to the 7,636 cases of chlamydia, 4,231 gonorrhea cases, and 210 instances of syphilis.
All in Maryland?
Yep.
Gosh, put a thing on it.
Like, what are you doing out there?
Put a little hat on.
Like, LA, I know it's cold, but come on, man.
L.A. had 92,401 cases. Chicago, 58,322. Houston, 36,710. And Phoenix, 34,973. Philadelphia also rounding out the top five, 28,866.
God. City of brotherly love.
Yes. There was also 25 cities in the South, including Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, and Birmingham in Alabama. What up, Audrey? Augusta, Macon, and Columbus in Georgia. So three in Georgia coming through. Whew. And Memphis and Tennessee also made the list.
Roll Tide, baby. Roll tide.
So this story
kind of... Wrap tide.
Wrap it up, Tide.
Come
not
on.
Not quite as catchy,
no, they're
but
not. They're
enough.
Not wrapping. That's why. It doesn't hit.
Exactly.
So they're removing
that. Yeah. Okay. Don't win a national championship. You're getting chlamydia. That's it. So having the weekly relations may actually delay menopause. So, you know, some women, as they're starting to get a little bit older, they go, man, I don't want to, you know, go through menopause just yet. And, you know, at the age of 51 is kind of that marker for where you start to go through it for a lot of women, normally between 45 and 55, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. But they actually say that having relations at least once a week can help to delay that from happening.
Which is really interesting because I don't know the exact ages, but I know that as your all's testosterone and your sex drive, like, goes down as you get older and ours increases.
We peaked at 18. Yeah. Like, literally. Like, that's when males, young men or men, peak at their, like, prowess or whatever. It's 18 is when our drive is the highest.
So I would love to ask the person behind the study, is it the fact that we have to have the sexual relations, or can we, like, do it solo? Like, who really has to be involved in this?
That's actually a really good question, because you probably don't want to sleep with your saggy 55-year-old husband at that point.
Or maybe you're divorcee.
Whatever, sure. Single, sure, yeah. I mean, I imagine that if you're getting it on to some degree, it's probably activating the same thing. Because the whole thing is that if you're not...
Your heart rate's getting up.
Yeah, if you're not having the relations and nothing else is going on, then your body basically says, well, we don't need to produce eggs anymore.
Yep.
And so it just kind of shuts that part of it off, which is menopause.
I will say, we as men did not get the short stick when it comes to that.
Speak for yourself, my friend.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Think you mean the short end of the stick?
Whatever. Depends on what you're into.
Which one you get drawn.
Both ends.
Genetics.
Both ends are short. Why?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
There. You know what happens when you walk down to a dock on a lake at 5 a.m.?
Jason.
Walk through 1,000 That's what happens. You're like on your way down there, and there's all in your face every time.
What are you, Indiana Jones? It's not like you take a cave to get there.
Why does this always sound like we're playing bleep BS?
So here's the thing, is that Mahoney finds a way to ruin everything that's beautiful and pure,
that
including walking down to a lake first thing in the morning with a cup of coffee.
With a cardigan on.
He found a way to complain about that. What was it that he was specifically complaining about? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets set up with a pair of tickets. Floor is coming to Las Vegas, going to be over at Topgolf on Friday, February 7th. Topgolf, always a good time. Mm-hmm. Not a shock that Mahoney was voted most bitter as well as most dramatic when he was in high school, as, again, he finds a way to ruin everything that is pure and healthy.
In your defense, water things are gross.
Yeah.
Especially early in the morning, of the water type is gross.
They've been left to their own devices for several hours in the darkness.
Why do they stand on top of the water like that?
I don't know.
Freaks
man.
Me out.
How is that possible?
It
what
is
are
creepy.
You made out of?
So gross.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
It's Chris.
Chris, what was Mahoney complaining about?
Spider webs.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do spiders float on water with their little 8 legs?
There's just something that's so nice and pure, and like the day, it's so calm out in the morning, and the sun's coming up, and it's reflecting off the lake, and there's nobody else around. You're enjoying your hot cup of coffee. You're just there with
your
thoughts.
You're setting the mood so well.
And your Pantera and your earbuds, and you're just, you know, you're having a nice,
Ray,
relaxing morning.
Spit! Walk! Until there's a spider web!
Tell me, Chris.
Congratulations to you, man. Tickets to Floor over at Topgolf Friday, February 7th.
Thank you.
You ever walked through a spider web, Chris?
Quite a few times.
Yeah, you know.
On a dock?
And tell me that doesn't suck.
On a dock.
What are you, Gwen Stefani? Get out of here with that. You just everyone complaining about spider webs. You're fine.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West,
Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.